Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And I have been absent the last couple of weeks. You've been hearing some of my former programs here with a little bit of the flu. And just a little public service announcement. If you have the flu, make sure you're washing your hands a lot. Make sure that you're covering your face if you're out in the public. And it's very important right now because there's a lot of that going around. And also, if you don't have the flu, make sure you wash your hands a lot. Be careful with, you know, doorknobs, things like that, and other people have touched. So with that public service announcement, I'd like to say that I have Diane Watson with the Marion Public Library with me today. And Diane, it's good to have you here again.
Well, thanks for having me. I think you're gonna probably expect me to do a lot of talking tonight.
Well, yeah. I hope I keep my voice long enough.
Yeah.
So where are we going to start?
Well, we are going to start because we are so excited, meaning the library is so excited to talk about our ALL program, A-L-L, and it is our Adult Lifelong Learning Program. We debuted a short clip of about five programs in the fall just to give people an idea of what we were looking at as an Adult Lifelong Learning Program. And we are kicking off our spring edition. And currently, you can pick up a program at the Marion Public Library, or you can go online to marionlibrary.org /ALL, and on that page you'll be able to find a flip-through book that sort of gives you a view of all of the pages. I have one in front of me, and I just want to start going through it and talking about the program itself. We have about 15 programs, and the concept is you can sign up for the classes, and what we're talking about is classes are for 18 and over.
I qualify.
You do. I do too. What we're doing is for $25, you can pick two of the classes. And then for every class after that you want to add, you add $5 more. Now, we do have one class. It is a drawing class that has a materials charge, and that's $5 charge. So the very last page in this little booklet, the program book, sort of gives you an overview of the registration. It's pretty simple. You know, $25 gets you two classes, and then each additional class after that is $5. So there's a number of them to choose from across the board on times and how many of them are series. Most of them, we tried to make it so it wasn't just a one-off program that you were only going to pay $5 and have one. Most of them, I would say the majority of them, have more than one class within the session. So as I go through, you'll be able to hear which ones those are. And then, like I said, if you don't remember anything that I've told you today, if you go to marionlibrary.org, you'll be able to find this book and all the things that the library's doing currently. But this is probably the thing that we've got our focus on most right now, is trying to get people registered for this, because the first class starts on March 2nd, and we want to make sure that people are registered before all the classes start. There is a limit on some of the classes, so as you're going through it, just make sure that you are cognizant. Like the drawing one, I think I told you about, it has a limit of 15. And I did check, sort of do a breeze by check on some of the classes before I left the library today, and none of them are filled yet, and we've had registration open for a week and a half. Mm-hmm. So that's not bad at all. The only way you can register for the classes is coming into the library. We're not taking checks. We are taking credit cards at the library, and we are taking cash. So come in, fill out the form, stand at the front desk, and they'll get you registered for the particular classes. and then you'll be able to put them on your calendar. What we're looking into is doing an online registration at some point, but because this is new to us and it's new to our, you know, people putting things together on the web and trying to take money on the web, that's not something we've normally done. So it's something we have to look into and know that we're doing it right before we debut something like that. So at this time, the only way you can register is coming into the library and filling out the form and paying at the front desk. So with that said, our all program, ALL, which is Adult Lifelong Learning, spring edition, I'll just sort of go through some of the classes and we can chat back and forth about them.
Okay.
Before I get started, I also want to say that this is a community enrichment program was made possible through the financial support of the Marion Bar Association and then the Raymond and Charlotte Baldoff Charitable Foundation. So we had a couple of people who were really interested in helping us out to getting this all program started. And of course, there are some startup costs and some printing costs and some, you know, materials. So we applied for a couple of grants and got a little bit of money to help us make that happen. And then, of course, we'll go forward from there and see what happens in the next couple of years. So spring of 2020 classes, the first one is Monday, March 2nd and Monday, March 9th. This will be from 2 to 3:30 in the afternoon. It is called Butterflies and Moths. It will be put on by Dr. John Peacock, and the program will be at the Marion Public Library. So I think John has done other classes in the community in the past, and when we had our group of ladies together, committee together that were trying to come up with all these classes, they say everybody enjoys his classes and he will be a good draw. So that's a good one. The Symphony Orchestra and the 21st Century. Now, this is one of those that is just a one-off, meaning it's only going to be one day, but I think it's a great subject, and it's going to be an awesome program for $5, or, you know, if it's one of your 25 buck ones. It is Wednesday, March 4th. It'll be from 6:30 to 8 o'clock in the Marion Public Library, and what they're going to do is they're going to come and do a little program by the Central Ohio Symphony, and then they're going to have a few of the members of the symphony orchestra that are going to do a little bit of music. Oh, so wow. I think that'll be awesome.
Well worth the money. Yes.
And that's Warren Heyer, H-Y-E-R, will be the one that is going to do that program. Friday, March 6th, March 13th, March 20th, and the 27th from 1 to 3. Now, this is a four-part series. Islam, the youngest of the Aramaic religions. Dr. Richard Shields is going to be doing this, and you've got essentially three classes, and then one class will be a tour of the mosque in the Industrial Parkway in Columbus. So you'll have to carpool or do whatever, but that is, and quite frankly, if you want to take this class and then you don't want to take the tour, that's fine too, but you know, it is part of it. The programs themselves will be at the Marion Public Library except for that March 20th tour. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Shields will be helping us with that. On March 10th and 17th, we have Podcasting 101, and that will be put on by Paul Beichelman and Eric Mosley. They are doing OSU podcasts right now, and I think this is a subject that older adults are a little bit afraid of and might want to learn something more about. And I think they're going to come up with a list of, you know, if you're interested in a subject, then here's a podcast you might want to listen to. So that's a good one, too. America's First Impeachment Trial. That is a little bit of history right there. On Wednesday, March 11th and 18th from 1 to 2:30. Jim Slagle will, I believe he may portray Andrew Johnson as well, but he's going to give you the history of Andrew Johnson and his impeachment. You know, and that's sort of a topic in the news right now. So, again, Jim Slagle is going to be doing that. Wetlands Ecology Adventure is going to be on Saturday, March 14th, April 11th, and May 16th. And if you see, those are many of the other ones were weekly, you know, like the same day of the week.
Right.
This one is different months. So it sort of shows you how the progression of wetland over the period of 3 months. Now, this class is limited to 40 participants, and we have a couple of people that are going to be helping us do that. The program will be at the Marion Public Library, and then they'll travel to, at some point, they'll travel to the different wetlands around the area, probably Teredice, and so we'll see where they end up. So you have to understand that there's, when you go on those tours, there's going to be uneven and unpaved terrain, and wear safe clothes and comfortable walking shoes and that type of thing. Kyle Bailey, Logan Dunn, and Ray Stewart are going to be the people that are going to help you. They are from Ohio Wetlands Association. So that should be another interesting one. And I'm old enough to take advantage of some of these as well, so I may. This next one actually really intrigues me. DNA testing. What is all of the fuss about? Mm-hmm. So on Monday, March 23rd, the 30th, and April 6th, from 6 to 8 p.m., there's going to be Kelly Berriman is going to be talking about the DNA. On March 23rd, she says, what is consumer-direct DNA testing? And she's going to give you a rundown of, you know, the different ones that you can find. And then the misconceptions behind ethnicity. Mm-hmm. What can your ethnicity charts tell you? So that'll be on the first night. The second one will be genealogical DNA testing for beginners. And then understanding your DNA health reports. Do you have a health report from 23andMe or Prometheus? And then they'll talk about, you know, what that's going to tell you. On April 6th, she's going to talk about, I have my DNA results. How, or now what? And then a case study on a mystery first cousin. Now, isn't that intriguing? I think there's so many people out there that are taking these tests and they get them back and all you really get is, you know, explanation on paper. And, you know, she's going to dive deeper into, you know, those things that you're probably curious about. I would be curious to see how many people will show up with their own tests. And quite frankly, if you sign up for this and then send in your DNA test, you might have the results back by the time she has this class.
That's true.
So that would be an interesting one to see how many people would do that only because they saw this as one of the programs. Beginning drawing is going to be March 26th, April 2nd, April 9th, and April 16th from 2 to 4. Sorry. Now, this class is limited to 15, and there will be an extra $5 materials charge because Carl Telfer will be leading the class, and it will be held at the Marion Public Library. It's going to be called Beginning Drawing. Did I say that in the beginning? I did.
I think you did.
Yeah, I did. I think everybody knows Carl. He holds an art degree and taught in the schools, and this should be an interesting one. We have really a gamut of a lot of the classes. You know, we got art on this hand, and then, you know, you talk about DNA and wetlands. And so we tried to do a real variety. And then we had some that we had to sort of come up with, okay, how are these related and how can we put them in a series? This next one is that Marion History Series. And the first one will be March 31st. And it will be Celebrating Our Communities, the 2020 Bicentennial Review, and that will be done by Randy Winland. Now, along with this Marion History Series, the second part of it, will be April 7th. And both of these are from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Jeff Ruth will be talking to us about Marion County sports the last 100 years.
And he's been there for all 100 years.
And he's been there for all, yes. I'm sure he knows a lot about it.
He does.
And he has probably chronologicalized or you know, found all of the stats and stuff of the last at least 40? Was he in?
Well, 1979 is when he started in Marion, WMRN. So that's
40 years. Retired after 40 years. Mm-hmm. So he's got a lot of stats and stuff. I'm sure he's going to walk you through, too. So Randy and Jeff are doing a Marion history series. Protect and Serve series, and this one's brought to us by Marion Technical College. We wanted to get as much, you know, community involvement as we could. The first one will be Friday, April 3rd from 10 to 12 in the morning. And this one will be personal protection tips. So that one is going to be done by Greg Perry, who's a full-time faculty person, and he'll be giving personal protection for seniors, how to enhance the security of your home, at work, and in your daily activities. It'll be more of a slideshow and video clips and asking questions and things. The second one is cybersecurity for parents and grandparents, and that will be Wednesday, April 8th or Wednesday, April 15th. Now, that one is going to be the same class on both those days. Okay. So you can only sign up for one or if you want to.
And there's a limit of 30 participants for
right.
each of the
and
days.
Right, and that's why, yeah.
So you can get 60 people between
exactly.
the two. Yeah,
that's why we did two of the classes. And then the third part of the, that one's being done by Dwayne Gershenberger. And then the third part of the Protect and Serve series is honoring those who served the military memorials in Washington, D.C. And this one is going to be in one day, but there's going to be two different times. You've got a morning time from 10 to 11:30 and an afternoon time from 1 to 2:30 on Friday, April 17th. And that one will be basically sort of walking through the memorials in Washington, D.C., and why they are there and what they're devoted to. Just sort of a rundown if you've never been there. And this will be like a slide presentation type thing. And that will be done by a local gentleman, Dave Gornflow. So then we get into the Healthy You series. Take a little drink here. Brought to you by Ohio Health Marion General Hospital. And this is going to be three consecutive days, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd from 11 to 12:30. On Tuesday, it will be, the program will be, do you need to see a gastroenterologist or heartburn specialist? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like, I don't know if this is my stomach or
right.
if it's my heartburn or what. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be presented by Dr. Both, B-H-A-T-T, Dr. Both. And then, of course, these will be at the Ohio Health Medical Campus, or the first one here is at the conference room on the ground level. The second one on Wednesday will be Advances in Robot Surgery at Marion General Hospital. So if you, you know, are looking to have a shoulder or a knee replacement, mm-hmm. Then or hip replacement, a lot of those are done robotically. And this is Dr. Guth is going to be talking about that, and it will be, like I said, April 22nd from 11 to 12:30. And then the last of that is senior-friendly exercises. That would be Thursday, April 23rd from 11 to 12:30. And that'll be at the Ohio Health Marion General conference room on the ground level. Dr. Todd McClay will, excuse me, will be doing that one. And he will be talking about
That's okay. Now, you can find all this information as well on online, as Diane said earlier. For those you don't know, let's see, that first one in the Healthy to You series is being held at the...
That one's at Ohio Health, Marion General Hospital.
Oh, that's at the hospital, okay.
Main conference room on the ground level.
Okay.
Okay, I think I'm back.
All right, Diane's back.
Okay, then the next one is Green Energy Series, and this is Tuesday, May 5th, the 12th, 19th, and the 26th, and from 1 to 2:30-ish or 1 to 3. It depends on the class because there's three different ones and then a tour. So the first one, May 5th, is Ohio Green Energy Landscape, and this one is from 1 to 3, and it's by Jane Harf. It'll be at the Marion Public Library, and she will be covering, you know, what green energy is all about. Because, you know, when you say that, that can mean a lot of things. So then on May 12th, from 1 to 2:30, Dr. Andrew Chasen is going to be talking about geothermal energy, the vast potential. There's a lot of different stuff that they're going to be covering. And then on May 19th, solar energy from 1 to 3. And that'll be Russ Seavey will be at the Marion Public Library, and he'll be talking about solar energy. I mean, we are all talking or learning that there's a lot of different ways that you can collect solar energy. And, you know, how do you get those things? Is it out in the field? Is it on top of your house? Is it, you know, I've even seen them on campers, you know, that type of thing.
Well, I use solar energy at home. I have a solar clothes dryer out
there.
Oh,
back. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Clothes
so
line.
Do I.
Yes.
And then on May 23rd, there is a tour of the North Findlay Wind Campus.
Ooh.
So that'll be a field trip, per se. And that will be led by One Energy, and they'll take you through the wind campus farm that's up in Findlay. So that'll also be, you know, everybody taking your friend and going to the campus. Carpooling, that's what I was trying to find.
Okay.
I was like, taking your friend, yeah. Carpooling. Okay, and then the library, of course, has to be involved in this in some way. So we have the Book Buzz, Marion Public Library, on Wednesday, May 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. And from 10 to 12, you'll be able to sit and listen to staff members tell you about some recent reads, some great books that are coming up, some great books that if you haven't read, you should be reading. And they always do a great job of filling the time with lots of energy, lots of suggestions, you know, whether they're fiction, nonfiction, biographies, you know, all of those great things. And, of course, led by Gary Branson. Again, that one is Wednesday, May 6th, 13th, 20th, 27th, from 10 to 12. And then we get down to the last couple ones that we have in the whole series, Herbs in Literature. And this one will be Friday, May 8th and the 15th from 3 to 4:30. And that will be led by Carol Kelly. I think a lot of people in Marion know Carol Kelly. She has been here only really, if you think about it, a few years, but she's really entrenched herself in the community as a person who knows a lot about gardening. She is a master gardener and has 45 years of hands-on experience. So she's going to talk to us about herbs in literature. And that'll be an awesome thing, too. And then the last one in our overall series of 15 is Jazz History on Thursday, May 14th, 21st, from 2 to 4. We will have Dr. William McDaniel Jr. coming, and he will, on May 14th, he'll be talking about the contributions of African-American music and the musicians to America, American and world culture. And then on May 21st, he's going to talk about American jazz history. So that will be another one that is, you know, a musical edition. I don't think that there's going to be, you know, live playing of musicians, but it gives you a lot of history that goes along with it, jazz history. So if you are interested in any one of these, I would recommend that you go online to the Marion Library, marionlibrary.org. Go to the All page, and there is a tab at the top that says Adult Lifelong Learning. Click on that. It'll take you to a page that has a flip-through guide, and we will then, it'll show you that last page if you want to print that off and, you know, sort of figure out what you want to do as classes. Come to the Marion Public Library, and then you can go to the front desk and ask them if you can sign up, and they're not going to tell you no, and we're going to say, yes, you can sign up
unless
for these classes.
Unless the class is full.
Unless, of course, the class is full. And as you go down through the list, you'll be able to do that. So fill out the form and then pay your fee, and you're ready to go. And then when we're hoping to, as the classes get closer, give you the details, if there's any additional details that may have occurred before or after your registration, and then come to the classes. If you are paying for even a nominal fee, just come make sure that you attend the classes. We're hoping that we get a lot of registrations. I think when we did it in the fall, we had as many as 130 people participate in the programs and stuff that we had going on. And that was only five classes. This is 15. So fortunately or unfortunately, the first one was free just to show you what we were doing. And this one is, you know, a nominal fee, but I think it still gets people out. The whole idea behind all of this is keeping people engaged, giving them an opportunity to learn something new. And then, of course, I think the big part of it is the social aspect of being able to come to the library and spend some time with your friends and have a good time and then learn something while you're doing it.
Now, one thing, Diane, that I've noticed is that most of these are times when some of us are working, can't attend them. Is there any possibility in the future might have more evening hours?
Well, if you look at some of the other ones, I mean, across the board, we don't have them all within like the workday. We tried to, because when we did have the five in the fall, mm-hmm. we had some people say, well, I can't do that because I'm at work. I can't do that because I'm right. at work. So we tried to at least make some of them so it was accessible in the evenings. And I think, like, the DNA one that we talked about, I remember that one's being in the evening because I thought, you know what, I might want to go check that one out. So we tried to at least make it so there were a number of them that were in the evenings. It's not always going to fall within your schedule. Nothing always falls within your schedule.
Oh, that's for sure. I know that.
So we do what we can, and then we just move on. So we did try, so... So that's our all program. And then I do have also a calendar of events for February of all of the other things that are happening at the library, because we do have all sorts of things that are on our schedule on a regular basis. Story times is probably one of the things that is very consistent in our life. Of course, there's a lot of other things that we try to keep going on too. Baby time and toddler time are, baby time is on Mondays, toddler time is on Tuesdays. And they are going on for the next couple of weeks, but I do have to remind you that baby time and toddler time will be on break for 2 weeks from February 16th through March 1st. We get a pretty consistent flow of people that come in and take advantage of those. And when they come in and story time's not happening, it's like, oh yeah, I think he told me, but I've...
yeah.
So I'm just sort of reminding those people that 2 week break this time. But we do have a family time that we are doing. And I'm trying to find it here. That is all ages. And we are doing this one in cooperation with the Ohio State University. We have students who are in the early education classes. They are coming in and helping us with story time and all-age story time that happens on February. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays in February and through March. So that one will not have a break, and it will be from 12:30 till 1 o'clock. So that will be February 11th, 13th, 18th, 20th, 25th, and 27th. So that's a lot of weeks. And then it goes all the way through March as well. And like I said, we have OSU students who are helping us with that. They're actually learning while they are participating. Now, isn't that a great thing to do?
Oh, sure.
Real life experiences. I did get an email from the teacher today, the professor. I shouldn't say teacher, professor. Dr. Patson, and she was talking about how these kids are going to come back, and I'm going to meet with them, and they're going to come up with some videos that will help us promote Let's Read 20. And you and I all know about Let's Read 20, read 20 minutes a day, and make sure that your kids are getting those words stuffed in their brain. And so these students are going to help us with that. So that takes care of our story times. But then we also have another one that is coming up that is February 18th, and that is our pause for reading. Now, this is where we have Marty King comes in, and she has Jake, the German Shepherd, who is so gentle that what he'll do is he'll sit there and listen to kids that are reading to him. So it gives kids practice.
That sounds like fun to even see.
Oh my gosh. The photos are just so awesome. And then Jake sits there and just, you know, puts his head on his paws, and he has a wonderful time. So what we're trying to do is instill in kids that it's not difficult to read, and Jake will listen to you no matter what. He's actually an unconditional listener. And then we have music time. Music time in February will be, the last one is February 12th, and it will be 9:30, 10:30, and 12:30. Now, music time is done by Chris Ramsey, who is a certified music therapist, and we are doing this in cooperation with United Way. They gave us a grant to continue to have Chris come back and do music time on a regular basis for, and this is primarily for children birth to five, but, and then of course for their caregivers who are there so that they can learn the skills of, you know, getting kids interactive with music time. So that's one of the things that has been a really, really nice addition to our kids area is music time. We did start out with it in our large meeting room, which is a closed-in room. It keeps music in. But then we found that in a very short time, we had a lot of people in that room, and it just was not the best situation. So its natural fit seemed to be right out in the kids area, out in the open area. And Chris comes in and she sets up her little table and has her guitar on it. And then she has some shaky eggs and scarves and does a lot of hand play, finger play, the guitar and gets all sorts of things that get the kids up and interactive and the parents. And she has some musical instruments that she comes and brings with her that the kids get. I know they got some sticks that they play, and mm-hmm. then it's just a great time. And she does a wonderful job. So those are at 10:30 and 12:30. Or 9:30, 10:30, and 12:30. And the last one coming up in February, because she will be taking a short break until March, is February 12th. And then one of the things that we do for teens. The teens have a Teens Dungeons and Dragons coming up. This is one that we found that it really does attract the teens, and they're doing, of course, the fun playing with the timeless RPG in the casual setting, and so there's both the veterans and the newcomers alike can come and learn the game, and this one particular is for teens, and it's at 3:15 on February 20th.
Right after school.
Yes. You know, they do come down from the middle school, and we have a number of middle school kids that spend some time in the library. For the at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we have Books in Focus, and this is a monthly thing that we do where a couple of staff members will talk to the group about the new books that are coming, gives you a little bit about them, and you know, if you have different genres that you like, you'll be interested in learning whether any of these would fit your likes or dislikes. And then the good thing about it is they'll tell you that, okay, they're going to be on the in the catalog, and you can go in and reserve them even before they're ready to be put out on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing to do. So Books in Focus is on a regular basis. It's a monthly thing, and this one will be February 11th at 2 o'clock. So come join the staff and talk about books. We like talking about books. And then we had the Teen Dungeon and Dragons, and we got our adult requests. So now we have Adults Dungeons and Dragons at 6 p.m., and that's on February 11th and February 25th. So this one, we're hoping that people will register because we want to make sure that we have the materials that we need for the adults to do that. So if you want to call the library, 740-387-0992 and register. You'll get fit right in. Our teens and tweens again. Now, this one's a little one of those things that I think kids are just going to love. It is a anti-Valentine's Day zombie Barbie program.
That sounds complicated.
Zombie Barbies. Why not? Why not? So this gives kids the opportunity to take Barbie and make her look like a zombie. And it's for teens and tweens. You get your hands dirty and do some painting and cutting and glittering. And it's sort of an anti-Valentine's, you know, glitz your Barbie. I think it'll be fun. But that's also one where we want registrations. So if you can, because we got to make sure we have enough Barbies or Kens or whatever that you want to make a zombie out of. And if nobody registers, then we won't need any. But I'm pretty sure that we're going to get some registrations on that one. And that will be February 11th at 6 p.m., so call and register. February 13th and the 27th, we have Fellowship of the Geeks, and this, again, is for our teens and tweens. And it's for those that, you know, want to socialize and talk about geeky and nerdy things, and we have found that this is getting some draw too, and kids like to be with kids that like the same thing.
Sure.
So, and that's exactly what this is.
Right.
One of the things that we have is our bookmarks, which is our Friends of the Marion Public Library, is doing a murder mystery this weekend. So February 15th at 7 p.m., Death by Cannoli is our murder mystery fundraiser, and you can get your tickets at the front desk, $22 for Bookmarks members and $25 for non-Bookmark members, and you have to have your ticket before you come to the door. It's almost like a reservation thing. So get your tickets online at MarionOHBookmarks.org, or if you go to the MarionLibrary.org, there is a link that takes you to that as well.
Now, is there a limited amount of people that can sign
I
up
think
for that?
That they're doing like 60, 65, and we're getting pretty close. So if you're okay. Even at all interested, you should probably get your tickets. with that being said, I think I'm going to go to my back page here and give you a rundown of some of the things that, you know, we don't talk about enough, and that would be our hours, because we did change our hours. We are the Marion Public Library. That's marionlibrary.org. You can find us on Facebook. Please do find us on Facebook. We put a lot of this stuff on Facebook on a regular basis. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Snapchat. Not real recent Snapchatters, but we do all of the others pretty often. We are at 445 East Church Street, Marion, Ohio. Our phone number is 740-387-0992. And again, marionlibrary.org. Our main library hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, 9 to 5. It used to be 4, now it's 5. Saturday, 9 to 4, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then Sunday, 1 to 4, from Labor Day to Memorial Day. And that is, quite frankly, all you have to say is we're not open in the summer. Mm-hmm. We're open on Sundays during the school year. Branch hours are 3 to 7. Those are new branch hours. And the branches are Caledonia Public Library will be open on Mondays and Wednesdays. The LaRue Library will be open Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the Prospect Library will be open Mondays and Thursdays. Now, that has changed, too.
Okay.
Our branches are not all on the same day.
Well, Diane Watson, thanks for being with us again today. We're about out of time, so we'll hear from you again maybe next month.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you for stopping in. And you've been listening
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.